A tribute is being planned in northeast Arkansas for rockabilly pioneer Sonny Burgess, a native of Newport. He died in Little Rock Friday evening. For a decade, he hosted a weekly program on the public radio station in Jonesboro. KASU station manager Mike Doyle has this memory.
A farm boy from Jackson County, Sonny Burgess grew up picking cotton, playing baseball, and learning to make music. Known for huge regional hits like We Want a Boogie, Redheaded Woman, and My Bucket's Got a Hole in It, Sonny Burgess and the Pacers were known for their wild stage shows across the U.S. and Canada in the late 1950s. The Pacers would form a human pyramid while still playing instruments, then jump out into the audience from stages that varied in height from about 6 inches at Bob King's Club in Swifton to a surprising height at Robinson Auditorium one night.
The only time we really jumped into anything real bad, we were in Little Rock with Ray Price and Marty Robbins at the Robinson Auditorium. And we opened for them because we never thought, dumb us, bunch of country boys, we didn't have no any better. We decided we'd jump off that stage. Well, there's an orchestra pit there. Have you ever been there? And that adds another 5 foot. We jumped off that thing, man, it's like we fell forever. Went out of sight, people jumping up in their seats, wondering what happened to it. Johnny Ray's bass come all to pieces. Anyway, we finally got back on stage and finished up.
In his book, We Want a Boogie, The Rockabilly Roots of Sonny Burgess and the Pacers, author Marvin Schwartz of Little Rock notes that Carl Perkins was known to say that Sonny Burgess had the best band that ever recorded at Sun. In Jonesboro, this is Mike Doyle.